Wisconsin is an industry leader in frac sand mining. Our state is known for its high-quality northern white sand, which is shipped to oil and gas operations around the country for hydraulic fracturing or fracking. The sand is mixed with fluids and used to blast through rock and access fuel reserves.
However, the latest boom in frac sand mining is happening in Texas. Proposed facilities there have the advantage of being a short drive from the oil fields that use that sand. They could pose a challenge to mines here in Wisconsin.
Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire, and he's been reporting on the frac sand industry in Wisconsin and beyond. Rich, great to have you back.
Great to be here.
So Texas, Rich, what is going on in Texas?
There is a lot of money going into Texas sand, specifically around the Monahan area, Kermit, Texas. Basically, a lot of companies, including companies that have big footprints in Wisconsin, are pumping hundreds of millions of dollars into building sand mines down there, which are, as you mentioned, within driving distance from the busiest oil fields in the country right now. So we're talking about sand mines that are as big or bigger than what we have in Wisconsin, which one of the plants, I think it's U.S. Silica, can produce up to 4 million tons of finished sand each year. So that's much more than any plant in Wisconsin can do.
So the location is ideal, and the output seems like it rivals or exceeds Wisconsin's. But beyond that, why is this happening now?
Well, money, it's all about cost. So the a couple of things are happening. Right now, demand for sand is outstripping producers' abilities to supply it. So there's, right now, sand mines in Wisconsin and everywhere are basically going 24/7 to try to supply the needs of these companies that do the drilling. But the other thing that's happening is that companies are learning that the sand that they get from Texas isn't as poor a quality as was once thought. The legend was, you know, just years ago, that Wisconsin sand is the strongest, the roundest, you know, the purest, and that's still the case. But a lot of the companies have learned that they can use finer grain Texas sand and achieve similar results. The way I understand it, the only places where Wisconsin sand is absolutely needed, according to some of my sources, is very deep wells where you need a really high crush strength. But these companies are figuring out that they can use this cheaper product, and cheaper, we're talking $50 to $70 a ton less than what it costs to bring sand from Wisconsin. So right now, all the money is in Texas.
So before this Texas boom, where did Wisconsin stand when it came to the frac sand industry?
Oh, we were number one, and we were by far the biggest producer. And we talk about northern white as if it's only in Wisconsin. There are sand mines that produce pretty much the same sand that we have here in Missouri, other parts kind of along the Mississippi River Valley. But we were tops because at that time, nobody really realized that you could use this other sand. Also, our infrastructure, you know, the number of mines exploded, so there was a large supply. And when oil prices were at their peak, and this is summer of 2014, and before that, 2013, 2014, the oil prices were so high that every place that could drill for oil was drilling. And so our sand was going to Texas, it was going to North Dakota, it was going to Pennsylvania, it was going everywhere you could think of. Then we saw a downturn in the price of oil, the demand for drilling, the number of rigs went way down, and the demand for frac sand crashed. And that's when the companies that were still drilling down in Texas started looking at the local supplies, and that's when we started seeing the shift.
And we saw closures here in Wisconsin of frac sand mine operations after that, the bottom dropped out on the frac sand prices. Has it seen a comeback since then?
Yeah, the 2015 and 2016 were tough years for the industry as a whole nationwide, but also for Wisconsin, because when oil prices are low, you know, you're not going to have a very big profit margin. So going for that more expensive sand from Wisconsin didn't really make a lot of sense. So yeah, there were plant closures, and it hurt pretty bad for a little while, but Then the number of the oil prices seem to have stabilized around $50 a barrel in 2016. Investors started putting more money into drilling operations. We saw the number of rigs go up, especially in what's called the Permian Basin, which is in Texas. And then, you know, the demand has gotten to a point now, and it took most of 2016 and the first half of of 2017 to really bounce back. But right now, the demand is way up. At levels we haven't seen for years.
Now, frac sand mining is not without controversy. We saw a lot of protests in some sites here in Wisconsin that in some cases slowed things down or even halted development for a while. Since the industry seems to be so new in Texas, is that something that could also be a hurdle in Texas?
It's a different ball game. The down in Texas, you know, they've lived with the oil industry for a long time, so a lot of places seem to understand that this is kind of the bread and butter. Jobs are hard to come by, and especially where these mines are coming online, there's not much population. So it seems to be pretty easy to get the permits that are necessary down there, just because this is based on how fast. Like, U.S. Silica went from proposal to mining within, I think it was something like 6 months, which is impossible to do here in Wisconsin for whatever reason.
Talking to Rich Kramer right now, WPR reporter based in Eau Claire, and he's with us to talk about why a wave of new frac sand mines in Texas, a lot of them, could provide a lot of competition for mines here in Wisconsin. And Rich, you mentioned that this boom is very concentrated in Texas. A lot of these operations are opening up pretty close to each other, pretty close to their destination in extracting this oil from the ground. Could that raise any structural problems in that everybody's trying to use the same roads and the same infrastructure to get where they're going?
Absolutely. It depends on who you ask. One of my sources is Kent Severson. He is at UW-Eau Claire. He's the chair of the geology department there. And he told me that all of these mines, you know, all these mines are going to be sending a huge amount of trucks down the same roads. And these are small, you know, county highway kind of roads. It's not, there's no big interstate going between the sand mines and the oil fields at this point. So he said that it'll cause a real bottleneck. But I just spoke recently with someone who tracks the stock prices and the industry down in Texas. And he said, quote, if you throw enough money at a bottleneck, the bottleneck disappears. So that's the mindset that they're going into this situation with.
So working with this idea that this boom in Texas could mean a run for the money in frac sand business here in Wisconsin, does that also mean we have to be on the lookout for an impact on the Wisconsin economy and jobs?
Well, you know, of course, the people that are doing business here in Wisconsin, I talked with the Wisconsin Industrial Sand Association today, and they're saying that they're just, you know, no, they don't have a crystal ball. They're being guarded in what they say. Of course, they're not going to say it's going to hurt business, but they said it has the potential to impact the mines in Wisconsin. But what you're seeing is companies that have been mining sand for 100 years in Wisconsin, like Badger Mining, they're opening a new plant in Texas. They're going to where the customers are. And also, it's not that Wisconsin sand is not useful. The general idea that I'm hearing is that Wisconsin sand is well positioned to go to North Dakota and the Marcellus shale deposits, which is over in the Pennsylvania area. So there are still markets for the sand, what my sources are telling me. But the problem is that these markets aren't growing. The number of drilling rigs in these basins isn't growing at nearly the pace of what we're seeing in Texas.
So, Rich, as you watch this, and you've been watching the frac sand industry in Wisconsin in particular for a while and the health of it, and you've been watching the downturn and maybe the resurgence, what signs are you looking for with an eye on Texas to see what's going to happen here in Wisconsin?
Well, the big question is how many of these. There are 11 planned mines and a total capacity, you know, this is prediction, of up to 50 million tons of sand, but not all of these mines may come online. So, We're not sure about that. Also, there's a big conference coming up in September where some of the scientific studies about how strong this Texas sand is are going to be released to the public. A lot of people are going to be watching that. And if the data shows that the sand from Texas is just about as good as Wisconsin, I think you're going to see a big shift a lot more money going to the Texas sand mining industry than we're seeing in Wisconsin.
And on the flip side, I suppose, if it comes back that the Texas sand is inferior to Wisconsin sand, that could be the reverse for Wisconsin.
It could be. And also, if the oil prices go back up to close to $100 a barrel, all bets are off, because then oil drilling will ramp up in the other parts that Wisconsin sand is better positioned for. So, I mean, we saw in the 2010, 2011, 12, 13, 14, North Dakota just exploded with the number of oil rigs. So if we see oil prices go back up, people will be drilling in their backyards if they have to. So then the demand will outstrip supplies, and Wisconsin will probably fare pretty well.
Rich, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you.
Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire with us to talk about why a new wave of frac sand mines in Texas could provide stiff competition for frac sand mines here in Wisconsin.